Duba. Hello, everyone. It is your boy, Diddly Like Chang, Jimin Dennis, Sun Choi Pao, Minazawa Otoni, Toshimata. Welcome back to the 4 o'clock news.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise. This is my son, my teacher. I was told that if I didn't let him do his own unique intro, I would be limiting his creativity.
Well, I was going to do one, but she didn't let me.
Well, so what is our topic of today?
Protect your brain.
It is May, Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yes, sir.
And you happen to be the son of a psychiatrist.
I am.
And you kind of know the vibe, a lot of mental health stuff.
I do know the vibe.
What would you like to tell everyone that you know about Protect Your Brain from what I talked to you about when you were a kid? Well, you're a 13-year teenager now, but a little kid.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Okay. Another question for you, Sonny boy.
And another answer for you, Mommy boy.
Okay. At what age is your brain fully developed?
25.
Good job. And what about, why do I say to you that people should wait as long as possible to try any substances?
Because it's not good for your brain. Protect your brain!
What about when you were little and someone came up to you? I don't know if you remember this. We were at Islands and this flag football coach looked at you because you're kind of a taller dude. And he said, oh, I want you to play football. And what happened when you kind of...
Did I not like sports? So basically what happened was my mom was like, football is bad for your brain because it could give you concussion. And it's not that she forced me. I agree. I think football would give, like, it could give anyone a concussion and make it bad for your brain. Not only drugs is bad for your brain.
So the thing about it is I grew up in the Chicago area. We love the Bulls, the Bears, the Sox, the Cubs. But over time, we've learned a lot more about consistent low-grade concussions and, you know, everyone's brain's different. And this is important. I don't even know if you know this, Karen, but 50% of all lifelong mental health issues happen before age 14.
Oh, damn.
And 75% happen before age 23. So one of the big reasons why it's so important to have mental health awareness and protect your brain is a lot of people don't know this. And let's say if you have genetic predispositions to different things, like in my, we know about that. Do you want to talk about genetic awareness that we talk about?
You can. You talk about it better than me.
Okay. Well, do you want to talk? Like, okay. So Kieran, both Kieran and I and our birth families have a family history of addiction.
Yes, sir.
So we talk about it openly. We don't talk about it with shame, right?
No shame.
Yeah. And yes. My dad, your grandpa, who passed away, we were really fortunate. He got sober when I was 11. It was a game changer. Woo-woo, go, John Check. And it was really nice. But I think he was self-medicating because he might have had some mood stuff or maybe some attention. I can't be his doctor. I'm his daughter. But I think a lot of people don't have an awareness that they might have a genetic predisposition to mood, anxiety. And one thing that is really important, Kieran knows I'm addicted to something. What am I addicted to right now?
Swimming.
Okay, swimming. And I use that as a form of mind medicine. And you did. I'm really proud of you for the last few months, although you're not going to pursue it. You did a really great job at trying fencing. And that was a lot of exercise. Wasn't that a lot of exercise?
Yeah, I thought I was going to die of heart failure.
No, although those are long practices, right?
Yeah, and I just wanted to, let us have fun and stuff.
Well, okay, that's really important for happiness when we're talking about mental health awareness.
I have another thing. Don't, if you're, a parent or something. I'm not trying to offend anyone. But I'm just saying, don't force your kid to do a sport because they might end up really unhappy.
So, do you think, I think exercise is mind medicine. So I know you get to run a lot at school.
Yeah, I know.
And have fun. And you're naturally athletic, but yes, you don't gravitate towards team sports. We did go out. And so what you're saying is be flexible on sports for everyone's different neurostyle.
Neurostyle. I had to
talk about neurostyle.
Actually, I had to remind my mom to use that word because she forgets that own word. And I think I was like, you know, kind of the co-creator because, you know, I'm her mom. So I technically get 50% of the credit.
Oh my gosh. By the way, he's a businessman. I'm the one who coined the term, but this kid's unbelievable. We started doing a couple shows and he's already navigating like, oh mom, when we hit it big. And so anyways, I just want to compliment you that you don't miss a beat. You're super street smart.
I don't miss a beat.
Do you want to say anything else though about protecting your brain or mental health? Or do you want to ask me any questions? Or do you want to give observations of things that you notice about my mood?
So basically, I wouldn't say you should do drugs because they're so your brain basically, let's just say, I don't know, your brain is this,
This is what you would say to other kids, because these are mostly adults listening. So how would you have them talk to their kids about substance use? And do you think,
let's just say these,
do you think the protect your brain,
let's just say these are little kids and you're saying like protect your brain, like so they know. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, so your brain controls basically everything. And so what you got to do is the drugs will just shrink your brain, and they're a no-no. They're a no-no to your brain. Your brain doesn't like drugs, but if you put them in your brain, they won't. It won't like it. It'll say no.
Okay, that's okay. Is there anything else you want to say?
No.
Okay, so then my son, my teacher. Let me ask you this. What do you actually think of the word neurostyle? Embrace your neurostyle. Do you like that better than the word disorders about things?
I think neurostyle is pretty good because, you know, I co-created it.
You don't lie. Okay, so first of all, it's also really good when you're a parent if your kids tend to stretch the truth a little versus is he just being playful. So
I co-created it.
How did you co-create it? Did you think of it one night in the middle of the night?
We were in the Mama D headquarters studio, and basically what happened is...
Okay, can we end on a fun note? It's not even true. So
okay, but I'm gonna do the ending.
No, but anything else? What are the top tips we just gave about protecting your brain?
Don't do drugs. I wouldn't say don't do sports. Just be careful.
Be flexible with neurostyle. What if someone was feeling sad or depressed? Would you want let's say I have another situation. What if one of your friends was really sad or depressed? Would you tell them, please go tell a counselor?
I would say, please go tell a counselor because I'm not good at that stuff. And as always,
embrace your neurostyle.
That's all, folks.